time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Well, after about 5.5 hours without electricity, I'm finally back with the briefing. It's not even the morning briefing right now. It's the all-day briefing. Sorry about that, everybody. Finally back online and jacked into electricity. So here we go. Let's get started. The gold price was hit hard overnight Tuesday in correlation with a big sell-off in U.S. stock futures as hedge funds started tossing out the baby with the bathwater to avoid big margin calls. Silver was slammed in sympathy with gold, with December silver trading as low as $26, before both metals rebounded sharply right after the NYSE opened despite a sharp drop in the stock market, and oddly a sharp move higher in the US dollar. The mining stocks per the GDX were also slammed at the NYSE open, but then followed gold and silver higher. GDX was up as much as 1.2% at one point, but traded down slightly on the day, as the stock market sold off hard in the last hour of trading. The Mining Stock Journal said that two factors came into play to support gold on Tuesday. First, based on data from India, the Indians were importing gold doré bars for the first time in over 3 weeks. Second, gold and silver benefited a flight to quality flow from capital that started to flee the stock market. And today, gold's up again about 0.5%. to $1,954, December futures basis. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra Resources trades on the TSX Venture with ITR and also on the NYSE American with ITRG. Integra is advancing its past producing Delamar gold-silver project in southwest Idaho through aggressive drilling and exploration. The maiden PEA of the project established a net present value of $473 million and an IRR of 43%. Read more about the company and its successful management team at IntegraResources.com. And here's what you need to know today. Tons of drill results out. If you missed anything, maybe you can pick up a few ideas with this briefing. Aurelius Minerals reported assay results from more unsampled and unassayed core from 2010 drilling, which were found following the acquisition of the Aureus gold project. Several samples returned values above grade thresholds and are being subjected to additional metallic screenings for more extensive analysis. Results today included 20.52 grams per ton gold over 3 meters, which also included a half meter interval grading 47.95 grams per ton gold and another 0.77 meters of 37.1 grams per ton gold. The company has now released 6 of 18 holes from the Aureus West Gold Project. All of the located core from programs in 2009 and 2010 have now been sampled and shipped to the assay lab, and these results will be released as they become available. Aurelius trades on the TSX Venture with AUL and on the OTC with AURQF. HighGold Mining reported assay results for the first two holes of the 15,000-meter drill program currently underway at its flagship Johnson Tract Gold Project in Alaska. Results are reported for drill holes that targeted the lower and northeast side of the JT deposit. Wide intervals of high-grade mineralization were intersected in both holes, including 17.9 grams per ton gold, 0.5% copper, and 7.3% zinc over 74.1 meters. The company says these intersections continue to confirm and expand the mineralized zone, and more importantly, include higher grade mineralization than the closest neighboring drill holes. The results also support the exploration model, which suggests that the lower part of the known JT deposit, the thickest and highest grade portion, is open to expansion. HighGold trades on the TSX Venture with HIGH and on the OTCQX with HGGOF. Great Bear Resources also shared more drill results this morning from its Dixie project in Red Lake District of Ontario. The news release this morning offered many results, but a few highlights reported included 32.3 grams per ton gold over 8.2 meters and 68.36 grams per ton gold over 3.25 meters. The company continues to advance its geological model of the LP fault zone as it defines and refines controls of high-grade gold domains. Higher-grade gold domains are localized within high-strain and high-vein-density corridors. Both of these styles of high-grade gold occur within the larger envelope of gold mineralization in felsic and metasedimentary host rocks. An updated geological model will be provided as the work progresses. Great Bear trades on the TSX Venture with GBR and on the OTCQX with GTBAF. Kirkland Lake says drilling at the central portion of the saddle zone at Detour Lake intersected a broad zone of high-grade mineralization, including 1.1 grams per ton gold over 142 meters. This result confirms continuity of mineralized structure between the main and west pits. Other results reported this morning included 1.8 grams per ton gold over 58.5 meters and 1.42 grams per ton gold over 78 meters. The new holes being reported are the second batch of results from the recently announced 250,000 meter exploration program. The company is targeting completion of the program by the end of next year in order to collect information for updated and potentially expanded mineral resource and mineral reserve estimates. Tudor Gold says they have expanded the 300 horizon with a 229 meter intercept, averaging 1.5 grams per ton gold equivalent at their flagship Treaty Creek property in the Golden Triangle of British Columbia. Three drill holes have intersected the newly discovered gold-dominant PSZ system, located approximately 2 kilometers southwest of the Goldstorm Zone. These diamond drill holes targeted a 1.5 kilometer wide geophysical anomaly. Tudor Gold has discovered the new thrust-hosted porphyry-style gold-copper-silver bearing system on trend and approximately 4 kilometers northeast from Seabridge's Iron Cap deposit, which is located at the southwestern boundary of the Tudor claim block. Tudor Gold trades on the TSX Venture with TUD. Northern Vertex also had drill results out, which they say confirms continuity of the Ruth vein, with the potential for high-grade ore shoots running parallel for more than 500 meters alongside their current producing Moss Mine central pit. Results today included 9.77 grams per ton gold over 6.1 meters. Two drill rigs are currently in operation for the exploration and resource expansion program. Northern Vertex trades on the TSX Venture with NEE and on the OTC with NHVCF. Winston Gold says it received a drill interval of 78.65 grams per ton gold over 0.76 meters at its Winston Gold property near Helena, Montana. This was hosted within a wider interval of 1.14 grams per ton gold over 2.13 meters. Winston Gold trades on the CSE with WGC and on the OTCQB with WGMCF. So that wraps up the briefings. Again, sorry for being so late into the day. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Be well. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.